The ring of the term points champion has got to be something that makes people happy, and I know it makes one guy happy. That's David Walker. And David, congratulations on the Eastern FLW Series points championship. That's cool.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Nice to win a little something.
Well, you know, you've had a good long history of winning lots of things, but the last couple of years, you know, you've kind of, you just really felt like, you know, boy, what am I doing? I'm not, you know, doing the things I'm normally doing, but this year it kind of came together for you.
Yeah, it did. I know exactly what the difference was. If I did, I'd do that every year, but the last 2 years really was, had a lot of changes going on with the Bassmasters and the FLW, you know, tours conflicting, and you had to make a choice, because always, since I started fishing, I fished both tours,
mm-hmm.
and it came down, you had to make a choice. And so I think that, you know, I had quite a bit of stress over which one to choose and why, and even after I finally made a choice, it wasn't like I was an easy one.
Right.
And so last year was basically my first year of fishing just the FLW.
Well, you know, I look at it, and you've had success on both trails. I mean, you've done very, very well on both trails, and you know, I remember a couple of classics where you just, you know, right down to the wire, you know, finish second or in the top five anyway, and then you go over and you fish just FLW, larger fields, but larger payouts on top of that most generally, and how's it worked out for you? Do you feel comfortable over there at FLW now?
Well, I do now. I mean, like I said, last year was pretty much kind of a feeling out process, I guess, because I had to choose one tour over the other. I chose the FLW for the payouts. I mean, when you looked at what the payouts was going to be on the Bassmasters, and then I put my last couple years finishes on top of, if I'd have been fishing just the Bass for the next 2 years and then just the FLW, and I'd have made a lot more money on the FLW side. And that's why I chose to do that. Like, I finished third this year. I got a check for $40,000 for a third place finish. Compare that to an $18,000 check if I'd have been fishing Bassmasters.
Yeah, and it really comes down to dollars and cents for you then.
Exactly. I mean, it was just based on payouts. Some rumors out there about the guys are making $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 a year on sponsors. I don't believe any of it. I'd like to see some W-2s on that crap.
So you're a little skeptical on that.
Yeah, I think it's crap.
You look at a lot of the guys over there, you know, the one thing you got to compare, I think what happens is guys always want to compare one to the other. And I think it's sometimes, you know, it's good not to. It's good just to say, here's what I have, here's what they have, I chose to go this way, and it's working out for me. And there's no question with the FLW series this year, it's worked out for you.
Exactly. That's what you got to do. You got to pick the one that fits you. I think Kevin Van Dam is doing fishing bass is the right thing for him to do. I think for David Walker, I need to be fishing the FLW.
Well, and that's what you've done. Now, you know, your sponsors line up pretty good over there, too. I mean, with Ranger and Evan Rude and a lot of the folks that you've got on your list of sponsorship, that lined up pretty good with FLW as well.
It did, and I would have had to change a lot of that, I believe, in order to continue my relationships. I mean, so that had a lot to do with it, too. But in the end, it was about what organization can do for you and your family. I mean, because it is a business. That's how I make a living now, fishing. As surprising as it is to me still yet, I mean, I've been doing it for 8 years now, and I still am just amazed that I make a living fishing. I'm pretty happy with it, that I've had some longevity, so I'm trying to make choices that will make it to where that longevity will continue. I mean, you look at guys like Guido. I mean, look, Guido won that Champlain tournament. I mean, I thought that was really a cool deal. I mean, for him to be around as long as he has and win an event, I think that's great. And then Larry Nixon. That guy is, to me, he's a threat at every event. And that's what I would like to be, you know. When I've been fishing for, how long has Larry been fishing now? 20 years, 30 years, maybe
right,
more?
Right.
I don't know. But he's been around as long as I can remember, and he's still winning, still doing well.
I always kid him. I always talk about, you know, he's probably the best fisherman that doesn't have a thumb that works. And, you know, you think about that. I mean, he's usually pushing that thumb bar and wore a thumb out and had to get it worked on and recreated and all that kind of stuff. Now he's back still hammering them. He's still doing well.
Yeah, it is. And that to me is really the signs of somebody that's really qualified to be a fisherman. And on top of that, not only do they catch fish, they do all the others as well. I mean, they're really good at their speaking, they're representing the sponsors. Those guys are the complete package, and that's something that I've tried to do myself. I mean, you emulate people that you would like to be like.
Well, you said 8 years, and, you know, it seems like, and I don't want you to take this wrong, but it seems like it's been longer than that. I mean, I've known you from the BFL days, and now you went through the pro ranks and have had great success, and it seems like you've been doing this even longer than 8 years, but that's cool.
Yeah, it does. I mean, well, I've been fishing, like, I started fishing the Operation Bass, the Red Man Trails, back in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
and that's really when I started fishing with them. 94... I won the Angler of the Year, the point leader in the mountain division, which is what I fished then. And then in 98, I won it again. Then the next year, 99, I won the Tour Angler of the Year. And then now here it is 7 years later before I won the series.
You kind of have come full circle. And the thing that's neat about this series deal, now you got the shootout coming out, and there's all kinds of speculation where that's going to be. But that's a pretty cool deal, too. That's something new this year.
It is. It's something new. I mean, I think it's a interesting idea. I just wish that there was some payout more involved in it instead of, I feel like it's a hoop that you might not make it through, whereas last year the top 15, top 20 guys or what have you from each qualified. You know,
mm-hmm.
they were, like if I'd done this last year, I'd already been in the Forest Wood Cup for next year.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm pretty much, I've done this well. And now I'm putting all my points for a winner, you know, winner take all. Double or nothing is what I feel like it's going to be.
Well, and, you know, you look at your season, you know, you've got some momentum on your side now. You know, I've kind of watched this thing. You and I have been friends a long time. So I'm saying, well, you know, it looks like he could win the points championship. And I'm watching down to the last day. Were you surprised? I mean, was it something, all of a sudden you look at your name at the top of the list and you go, I knew I was close, but I didn't know I was going to win it? Or was it something you really had calculated out?
I fully expected a second place.
Pretty good at those.
Yeah, I did. I thought, sure, that I was expecting Kobe to come in on the last day with just a few fish, and that would have been enough to win it, and that's kind of what I was thinking. Fritz, which ended up only being 2 points behind me, I hadn't given another thought, because after the first day, he'd had such a bad day, but then he came back with that huge stringer. But I didn't realize how far up that had moved him, so I had kind of wrote him off the list. And Dudley, he had fell, you know, down so far on his second day that I thought it was between me and Kobe. And I was thinking, when I only caught a couple fish on the last day, it was going to be a 1-2 finish with Kobe being first.
Well, it came out good in your favor. And David, you know, you got all kinds of good things going on with your family. You're going to new baby due in February. Lily, of course, is growing up. I saw her on FLW Live, watch that broadcast of you guys weighing in, and, you know, some pretty neat stuff going on there, and fishing's turning out pretty good, too.
Oh, it is. I mean, yes, things are going good. We got a new little girl coming in February the 8th, which happens to be the middle of this shootout tournament, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be at the tournament or not. We're going to have to wait and see how this is going to shake out, because the dates have gotten moved on top of that date, her due date, so sure don't want to miss the birth of a little girl. We're going to name her Olivia, and Lily's really looking forward to it. She is, we keep telling her, you may not like the baby so much after she gets here, but she's excited about it. She's helping us getting her little room ready and moving furniture around, so, and you know, that to me is the most important stuff is when I come in after them tournaments, you know, because we camp now, my wife Misty and Lily, they travel with me. And so it's kind of a team deal, you know. They ride in the BP Suburban and boat, and I drive my pickup and pull the camper. And so we got this little caravan. We go down the road, got our walkie-talkies, and we go from tournament to tournament, and I tell you, that camping has worked out really good. Everybody gets to go. We got our own space. She brings her bike, you know, and heck, Lily would rather go to the tournaments than stay at the house. She's thinks it's more like, it's like a vacation.
Well, David, I can't wish you any more congratulations than I already have. And, you know, it's great to see you, you know, rebounding on a year that, you know, maybe you wish you hadn't had. But, you know, it's really good to see you do the things you've done this year and get back up on top. And I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, thanks, Terry. I appreciate it, too. Winning any kind of title, it's a momentum builder. It verifies to yourself what it is you're doing. I mean, if you keep going out there and just keep spinning your wheels, after a while you start thinking, what am I doing out here? And so you need some success, some return to keep that fire burning and make you want to get back out there again. I wasn't even looking forward to going to Pickwick, but now I'm looking forward to the new season starting already.
Well, no doubt about it. One of the true gentlemen out there on the trails and one of the guys that really can catch them. David, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.